Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Okay, let's try that again. Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Blessed. Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Amen. Welcome to our 2021 production of The Birth of Jesus. Y'all are in for a real treat. You're going to laugh, maybe cry. But just turn your cell phones off, turn everything to the side. Whatever's going to happen tomorrow is going to happen tomorrow. And then just enjoy this production of The Birth of Jesus. I want to open with a word of prayer. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for all that you do for us, Father God. We thank you for your presence that we feel in this house even right now, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you would just simply have your way, Father God. Lord, and everything that's said and done, let it glorify and honor you, Father God. Lord, I ask that you would get the glory and you would get the praise out of this, Father God. For every need that's in this house that's represented, Father God, whatever it might be, I know you're the chain breaker and you're a way maker, Father God. Lord, I ask you just to take full control of this service and we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Changes everything. Not a ring on her hand, all her dreams, all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries, oh, she cries.
Yeah. that's turned around. I was lost, but now I'm found. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything.
Well, you've seen the crowds in town. I'm pretty sure they kicked us out, so let some people stay here.
That innkeeper, he's been running around like a madman, trying to make room for everyone in town.
Innkeeper just pushed me out of the He always treats me like that.
Ho, pipe down. He threw us out too. Something important is going on.
I noticed the cows didn't get moved. Hey, hey cows, why are y'all still in there?
Those are the most arrogant cows I've ever met. They're just ignoring me. Hey you, cows, are you deaf?
Don't bother talking to those cows. They're as dumb as rocks. Won't talk to anyone.
Hey, Cam, maybe you can tell us what's going on around
here.
Well,
my Uncle Copernicus heard from our cousin, Cappy Jr., that he and two of his friends are heading this way, carrying three very important foreigners, kings or magi or something from another country, something about following a star.
Oh, you mean that huge star that's been keeping me awake at night? That star?
Oh, please. Your snoring is so loud, there's no way anyone has been losing sleep but me.
Oh, yes! You're absolutely right! That's what I heard also. And just a few minutes ago, my sister from the country said that there were these shepherds a few miles away, and they had some kind of special visitor. Angels, I think she said.
Angels and very important kings following a star. This is shaping up to be a very special night indeed.
Hey! Why are those cows still in the stable when all of us were thrown out? They've got a lot of nerve.
They're so stuck up, they won't speak to you. Hey, cows! They're special. See? They're crazy.
Hey, look. The innkeepers are coming this way and with company.
Not much, but it's all I have. The town is so full tonight, I'm so sorry I could not find you a room.
Thank you. We appreciate this.
I did manage to get most of the animals out of the stable and cleaned up a little bit, but these darn cows would not budge. Sorry.
This will do. Thank you for the shelter.
Didn't explain anything.
It didn't explain much to me.
I didn't get anything from that scenario, did you?
Yes, I get it. That young woman is having a baby. The magi are following a star. Angels have appeared to the shepherds. Don't you get it? This baby is the promised Messiah. that all the people have been talking about for hundreds of years. Don't you understand?
Say it again.
Oh, yes, I understand. The Magi are following the star here to our stable to see the Messiah. The angels told the shepherds where to find the special child. It all makes perfect sense now.
Do you know what this means? We're gonna be famous!
I don't see how we are gonna be famous when we aren't even in the stable. We've been kicked out, remember?
Why do you have to spoil this for me? Can't you let me be happy for just one moment? Those dumb cows better not get famous off of this. Lazy heifers!
Well, we may not be famous of the world. That's good enough for me. How about you?
Well, I totally you have a good like point. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look! The baby has arrived! Let's see if the shepherds find their way to our humble stable to see this wonderful child. Follow me. I think we can see better over here.
Do you know what this is?
Yes, the best day of our lives.
This is the best day of everyone's life. Let's go!
Yeah.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Christmas. like to make any pictures, now is a good time to do it. Pictures, anybody? Few announcements are going to be made now.
Wasn't it great, guys? We've got so much talent. Love to have y'all with us this morning. There's there's always behind the scenes stuff, you know, the work that went into the puppets and but I want to mention the animal wranglers tonight. There's some adults back there for a couple hours they're now taking a deep breath. We just want to thank all of them and the angel keepers. Amen, amen, amen. We're so blessed in our church, and I'm so glad all y'all got to come this morning. I know there's some watching online that would love to have been here this morning, but I've got a special announcement, and actually we're going to do. As y'all know, the key things, as I said, about church is the things behind the scene. And we are so blessed with all the talent that God's given us, but there's so much that's not seen. We have a group of Sunday school teachers, the subs. So much goes into the life, so those little animals and angels you saw running around, and even to us adults, it's a special place, even to a point that God, as He gave the ministries of the church, He mentions the teachers. And there's a big responsibility there, and it's not just to keep the kids together so you adults can go to your class. There's actually lesson plans, there's studies, there's so much goes into prayer, and a lot of prayer. And we just want to acknowledge, we don't do enough, and it's hard to do something for everybody, so we don't want to leave anybody out. So right now, It was something we started doing a few years ago. I'm going to ask all the Sunday school teachers to come up front and all the ones that sub too. So I've got a group, because it doesn't, a lot of times you get those texts like an hour before service. It's, oh, by the way, can you cover this class? So come on up, Brother Chris. Everybody come up. Miss Jessica, I know she's still chasing animals. Miss Karen, Brother Tony, come on up. Amen. We've got some that aren't here this morning. So love each and every one of you. Praise God. I know this, like as you can see, there's some aren't here this morning. But like I said, those last minute texts that you can say, hey, can you cover this class? Or the planning and all the things that have to be done. But we love our Sunday school teachers. We love everything that they do and what they stand for. But I want to ask y'all a special gift at Christmas. Keep each and every one of them in your prayers. But the other thing, too, is we're always would love to get some more Sunday school people or people involved. And we've got people here that I know were teaching Sunday school way back when that they're now retired from teaching or for whatever reason. But if anyone would like to be a teacher or would like to help subbing or even be an assistant, because we've got a couple of classes. We talk about wranglers. It would be nice when the kids, the little ones need to go to the potty and stuff like that to have another body or two to help. So if anybody would like to get involved in our Sunday school ministry, please let me know or anybody here and we'll get you involved. But we just do a little token for them each year. And like I said, y'all help me keep up with who's not here this morning and we just want to acknowledge them. But if y'all would, give our Sunday school teachers a hand of applause and a thank you. Help me hand it. I'm a little slow. Let me just... You can, however you want to do it. Hey, these guys can do that. They're teachers. Praise God. Make sure everybody's got one. It's not much. And also... Did you just get one? Okay. And also, we want to recognize the Sunday school department always does it for Brother Eddie and Sister Lori. I don't know which way she went. But with them keeping our books and everything that needs to be done... Oh, always, see, I told you, behind the scene. Thank you, Sister Lori. And we've got one for Brother Eddie, too, and we'll get with the teachers that aren't here. But this is such a, again, I don't want to take up a lot of y'all's time because it's a special time of year, but we just want to recognize these guys and let them know how much we love them. And each and every one of you for bringing your kids or you yourself, if you're not in Sunday school, we have two adult classes. We have multiple classes, all age groups. We'd love to have you join us. So make plans. Join us in Sunday school. It's just an hour earlier, but I'll promise you, when you get into service time, your spirit's already been stirred and your smile and everything, that's you're just ready for church. All righty. Thank you. Brother Tony, if you'd come on up right now. Thank you, guys. Love y'all. Did you get yours? Yours? It's a gift for him, too. Okay. Thank you.
Every year we get a little something for our pet. I don't want no microphone.
You don't have a choice.
Really? Every year we do a little something for our pastor and his wife, Brother Eddie. Sister Penny, where's she at? Sister Penny, am I missing her? You need to come down, please, Brother Eddie. I may be a little biased being my mother and father-in-law, but I think we got the best pastor and pastor's wife. I think anywhere... Brother Eddie, this is what he usually wears too. So, no, it truly is an honor to be able to be part of a family. I've seen Brother Eddie and Sister Penny about everywhere we could go. We've been at home, vacations, ball games, everywhere we go, and I can truly say that they are here who they are there, and they stay the same. And that's one thing that speaks more to me than anything when I got knowing them and got watching that they truly live what they preach. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that we got a pastor that loves his church and a pastor that loves the good Lord. And I'm thankful that Brother Eddie preaches what God gives him and not necessarily what we just want to hear sometimes. So I don't think we could find a better pastor if we looked anywhere. So from the church, we thank y'all. And I believe this is somebody brought that up. So we thank y'all and we pray God just continues to bless all you do. Now here y'all can have this.
Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you, church. God bless you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. From our heart, thank you very much. You're a blessing. Amen. As Tony mentioned, we do have an opportunity to travel together and do a lot of things, and I will promise you, I do have other clothes that I try to wear outside of these. I sort of got talked into this, but anyway, Penny came up. She said, I thought you were going to change, and I didn't have an opportunity. I was one of the wise men, but let me tell you, I took my glasses off and put them in the office, so there's not much wise thing about this. I'm going to let her read it. You don't have your glasses either, do you?
This is a problem.
Let's read it now.
I can't read it.
Brother Tony, read this to us, brother.
Says, Christmas blessings for a special pastor and family. May this season be rich with wonder, abundant in love, and full of rejoicing in God's gift of a Savior. Wishing you and your wonderful family time to be refreshed in the Lord's goodness and all the joys of the beautiful season. With much love and appreciation, First Pentecostal Church.
Oh, thank you so much. Now I can see that. I can read that number. This is made out to Eddie Allen. In the amount of $500. Amen. With instructions, please shop elsewhere for your clothes. No, really, so that. Penny wants to thank you.
I really do thank you, even though my name's not on it. But, you know, the saying goes, it's what his is mine and what's mine is mine. So it doesn't really matter, right? I love all of y'all, and I hope all of you have a Merry Christmas. And God is so good to us, to all of us. If you don't already know it, everybody that's here, God is good to you. You were able to get up this morning and come to church. God is very good. And on a lighter note, I knew I was the first lady, but I must be the queen because he looks like he's the king, right?
Please remember that when we get back home, too. I was instructed to open this so it could be on live stream. That sounds a little scary. I don't know what is going to be in there. But this is from Brother Greg, one of the sound technicians. And, oh, it's an ink pen with a cross on it, so that I can sign the check for Penny to take to the bank. That is so thoughtful, brother. Thank you so very much. Isn't it pretty? It's beautiful. Again, to echo what Penny said, thank y'all so very much. Y'all are our family. You always have been, and certainly you always will be a part, a strong part of our family. Words alone cannot tell you or convey to you how much love we have for each and every one of you. Just seeing the precious little ones in the play. Wasn't they cute? Wasn't that just precious? So thankful for them. Generations have come up, and we've seen children now that grew up and now are now having children participating in the Christmas play, and that's something that we will always remember. We're just praying for a safe, happy, and joyous Christmas, and a very wonderful new year, looking in anticipation to what God has in store. And thank you for the recognition. Thank you for the gifts. But remember our saying here, it's all about Him. All about that baby that was born in the manger, who is now alive and well and is the Savior of the world. And what He did on the cross of Calvary was the greatest gift there has ever been. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Before we dismiss, Sister Tabitha will be going in for surgery Tuesday. So we're going to ask her to come forward. We're going to have a very special prayer. As she's coming, my wife reminded, we are having church tonight. In fact, we've already filled the baptistry up. We have a candidate to be baptized tonight. And please come back and worship with service tonight at 6 o'clock, looking for a great time in the Lord. So some of you elders, if you would, come around. You Bible believers, those that believe in healing, join with us as we have a very special prayer for Sister Tabitha as she prepares for surgery. That the pen that was given to me, that there's something in there that says that the cross is actually made from wood from Bethlehem. So that's not only a very good instrument for writing, but it's good to remind us about Jesus Christ. And as we always look at that cross, we can know that that's originated in Bethlehem. Thank you again. God bless you. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this season. We're so thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ, for our Savior. We're so thankful. God, let us always keep this in our hearts and our minds, not just on one day of the year, but every day of the year. Father, we thank you for touching and anointing those who came forward for prayer. And by faith, Lord, we're calling it done in Jesus' name. Be with each and every family member this morning. Everybody that's represented, give us a safe and joyous and happy Christmas. A wonderful new year. Protect us now as we go to our homes. And Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy birthday, Jesus, and have a wonderful day. You're dismissed.